This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Thousands of Lebanese, furious with their political leaders, are taking to the streets again, 4 days after a huge explosion left at least 154 dead. Some protesters have clashed with police who fired tear gas. Reuters' Edward Barron has the latest from Beirut.
Several days on from the devastating blast in Beirut, and the city's governor says 250,000 people may have been left homeless. Many are simply trying to pick up the pieces and wondering about their futures. The Prime Minister and Presidency have said 2,750 tons of highly explosive ammonium nitrate have been stored for 6 years without safety measures at the port's warehouse. President Michel Aoun said on Friday an investigation would also examine whether the blast was caused by a bomb or other external interference.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Investigators have recovered the black box flight recorders from an Air India Express plane that crashed in southern India, killing at least 18 people. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Officials said among the injured, at least 15 were in critical condition. Both pilots of the Air India Express flight died, the airline said in a statement, adding that 4 cabin crew members were safe. The airline said the 2-year-old Boeing 737-800 flew from Dubai to Kozhikode, also called Calicut in Kerala, India's southernmost state. There were 174 adult passengers, 10 infants, 2 pilots, and 4 cabin crew members on board. I'm Zaria Shakili.
For more information on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials believe that Russia is using a variety of measures to denigrate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden ahead of the November election, and that individuals linked to the Kremlin are boosting President Donald Trump's re-election bid. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
In a written statement, Bill Evanina gives the U.S. intelligence agency's most recent assessment of threats to the presidential vote. The assessment holds China hopes President Trump does not win re-election, that Russia's working against Joe Biden, and Iran is looking to undermine democratic institutions overall. Evanina says many foreign actors have a preference in November, which they express in a range of ways, but the intelligence community is primarily concerned about ongoing and potential activity by those three. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Top Democrats and negotiators for President Donald Trump failed to reach a deal on a new coronavirus relief bill, as Mr. Trump says he'll be going a different way. Reuters' Gavino Garay has more.
It was a disappointing meeting.
Democrats and Republicans are still at a political impasse over a new coronavirus relief measure after negotiations fell apart on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi offered to reduce a proposed coronavirus aid package by $1 trillion if Republicans would add $1 trillion to their counteroffer. But President Donald Trump's negotiators turned that down. After nearly 2 weeks of talks that have failed to make substantial progress, President Donald Trump, who has said he would act independently by an executive order if no deal is reached, in a tweet late Friday, said he'd be going, quote, a different way.
That is Reuters' Gavino Garay reporting. Alcohol-based hand sanitizers can help stop the coronavirus from spreading, but drinking the products turned out to be deadly for 4 people in the United States. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Federal health officials reported this week 15 people in the U.S. were poisoned in May and June after drinking hand sanitizer. Besides the 4 who died, 3 had ongoing vision problems. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Dr. Charlotte Kent says all had consumed sanitizer containing methanol or wood alcohol.
Alcohol-based hand sanitizer should never be swallowed.
The active ingredient that kills germs in legitimate sanitizers is ethyl alcohol, but some companies have been replacing it with poisonous methanol, which is used in antifreeze. The FDA issued a warning about these products in June, several of which have been recalled. So check those ingredients. I'm Julie Walker.
France on Saturday dispatched aircraft and technical advisors to Mauritius after the Prime Minister appealed for urgent assistance.